we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News in Washington, D.C., No Better Insiders. Jeff Holtzman joins us now. Jeff, the most important question for you personally is, did you find a house?
No, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the D.C. market lately, but it's pretty much the worst thing ever, so the search continues.
All right, so did you hear that, America? If you don't live in D.C., be happy, because you probably are finding houses at really great prices. The housing market has heated up. Well, speaking of heating up, we've been talking about this for a long time. The Supreme Court, with another couple big decisions, really boosting, you would have to say, in some cases, gay marriage, because they struck down the heart of that federal law defending marriage as a union between a man and a woman. So there's lots of reaction across the board. Some people furious, some people elated. You were there outside of the Supreme Court. What was the reaction where you were?
Well, I would say jubilance, because most of the people that showed up today were supporters of same-sex marriage. I didn't see a whole lot on the opposite end. The Family Research Council had a few people out there, but there were a lot of same-sex marriage supporters, and they were obviously very pleased at what the court did today, which was invalidate the Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage as being between a man and a woman on a federal level. And this has so many, so many consequences, I should say, for same-sex marriage couples. I mean, not only socially, but financially. Same-sex couples are going to get access to federal benefits that they previously did not have access to. We're talking tax benefits. We're talking, survivor benefits, military benefits. The list goes on and on and on. And those policies, I mean, administratively, it's going to take a while for people to really understand what they have access to, but the wheels are in motion now as a result of this ruling. And it's just, it really goes to show sort of how quickly, public attitude and public opinion on same-sex marriage has shifted in the last 5-6 years. I mean, keep in mind, when President Obama was running for president the first time around in 2008, neither he nor Hillary Clinton were public supporters of same-sex marriage. And here we are
That's
in
right.
2013, and DOMA is no longer law, and Prop 8 was the other law that the Supreme Court essentially invalidated by kicking it back to the lower court's ruling, which overturned Prop 8, which is the same-sex marriage ban in California. And the court basically said today that the supporters of Prop 8 had no legal standing to bring their case before the Supreme Court, and therefore they send it back to the lower court's ruling. And so that has many implications as well. I mean, same-sex marriage is now legal in California, and the plaintiffs who descended to Washington today to take part and witness the rulings handed down said that they're going to file to get married as soon as possible. So, basically you're seeing more and more states embracing same-sex marriage. The number of same-sex couples, I think, has doubled in the last 5-6 years in terms of, legal same-sex marriages. And I think it's a trend that's only going to continue.
Yeah. And it's interesting, in the dissenting opinion, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, of course, blasted the ruling on DOMA and said, as far as the court is concerned, no one should be fooled. This was one of the quotes. It's just a matter of listening and waiting for the other shoe. And it was a 5-4 decision, as you know, striking that down. But one thing that he made the point of, he said the tenor of the decision shows that the court will likely strike down state laws as well. And the only thing that will confine the court's holding of its sense of what it can get away with. So, and it went on further. He had kind of a stinging dissent, without a doubt. So the conservative justices were clearly, I think, upset's not the right word, concerned about how far the decision ultimately on DOMA would go. And would it set a precedent for future cases? Well, I think it clearly sets a precedent for future cases, don't you?
Well, yeah, clearly. I mean, this isn't the last stop for gay marriage and litigation. I think that there are going to be probably more challenges brought. There's a lot of conservative outrage today. Obviously, conservatives generally tend to be supporters of traditional marriage, and there were some folks. Rand Paul was somebody I heard say today, this is a slippery slope. If you allow same-sex marriage on a national scale, then what else? And that's an argument also that the Family Research Council is peddling as well. And it's an argument that's largely deadpanned and ignored by you know, by same-sex advocates who say it's ridiculous. People aren't going to go ahead and marry, you know, goats, for instance, because gay people can get married. So, I mean, obviously, this is a heated issue. There are strong opinions on both sides. But I think, you know, legislatively, looking at Congress, I think the next step now is you're going to see lawmakers really launch an effort to completely repeal DOMA. I mean, it's obviously not going to be a law that's defended anymore in court on the federal level. And I think that what they're going to do is try to go for a full repeal of that. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. I have one last one, and this is just one that you've been covering and we've been talking about a ton here on America Tonight. As you can imagine, we talk about energy and the Keystone Pipeline and all of that. It was kind of confusing the other day, the president's comments. Is it mean that we might see a delay in the pipeline when he was talking about climate change and whatnot? Or could it maybe be headed for approval? I wasn't sure. I went back and reread some of what he said, and I wasn't really sure where he was going with that. I think he was kind of trying to sidestep it in a sense.
Well, he wasn't during his climate speech, which, by the way, was a 45-minute speech outside. We were all subject to 90-degree weather sitting outside for an hour. I would have given anything to be anywhere else other than that speech. But nonetheless, I mean, there was some interesting stuff in there. One of the things he said about Keystone is that he will instruct the State Department to reject the pipeline permit if it is found ultimately that the pipeline, that building the pipeline will have a, you know, significant impact on greenhouse gas emissions. Now, a lot of supporters and proponents of the Keystone Pipeline have said that the State Department's initial review, which they released to the public a few months ago, found that building the pipeline, or at least finishing it, because part of it's already been constructed, but finishing it will not have a significant impact on greenhouse gases. It will be a negligible impact. And one of the reasons they cite is that if the U.S. does not finish the pipeline and Canada decides to go ahead and extract the oil anyway, which they're expected to do, they'll probably look for a buyer. And one of those buyers could possibly be China. And so what you're going to see is extraction of the oil and shipment of the oil, and then possibility that that oil could be refined in a country that doesn't have the same sort of environmental standards for the refineries. China refineries are way dirtier than refineries in the U.S. So anyway, long story short is a lot of people believe that even though the president received applause from environmentalists for his words on Keystone, folks believe that there's daylight, that there might be a door open there for the president ultimately giving the State Department the nod to go ahead and approve it.
Yeah, so then I guess that's one of those things where we could see it happen perhaps maybe by the end of the year, because what are we, have 7 months left, 6 months left?
I mean, the consensus is that nothing's imminent, but that it is a final decision is going to be issued at least by the end of the year, possibly, you know, sometime in October, November.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Holtzman, I know it's been a long day for you. I wish you the best with that young bride of yours in house hunting. And thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks. We might have to move to the Midwest if it gets a little more dire here.
Woohoo, there you go. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Holtzman, people are either furious or elated. Where do you stand? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's really that simple. We don't have to dress up the question. Here's some reaction. Rand Paul, the court's gay marriage rulings give room to agree to disagree. Rick Santorum, who ran for president on the Republican side of things last time around before he dumped out and ultimately did not get the nomination that went to Mitt Romney, as you know. So court's decision on gay marriage, damaging. Lindsey Graham, longtime Republican senator from South Carolina, says federal government has right to define marriage. So there you go. Federal government, read into that, has the right to define marriage. Michelle Bachmann, who is dumping out of Congress after her term is up, was not thrilled by any stretch of the imagination. Here's what she had to say.
They attack something that they have no jurisdiction over whatsoever, the foundational unit of our society, which is marriage. That is something that God created. That is something that God will define. The Supreme Court, though they may think so, have not yet arisen to the level of God. Today's decisions are offensive on so many levels, but primarily because we are a nation of laws, not men.
All right, so what's interesting is now what has happened as a result of these two major rulings that came down from the Supremes. So you have the Defense of Marriage Act, where Justice Antonin Scalia, as I was talking about at the top there with Jeff kicking that around, said that the self-governing power of the people, hey, it's been eroded. And he says that the opinion aggrandizes the power of the court to pronounce the law. So that's it. Are the robes writing the laws now? It's interesting. Scalia said it will be predictable, the consequence of diminishing the power of our people to govern themselves. He was joined, by the way, not surprisingly, by Justice Clarence Thomas and Chief Justice John Roberts. Justice Sam Alito wrote a separate dissenting opinion on what happened on the judgment here with DOMA. Scalia had a massive roundhouse punch that he threw at Justice Anthony Kennedy in the ruling, and the 5-4 was the ruling, saying it opened the door for a federal law allowing same-sex marriages, which is exactly what Lindsey Graham was talking about there in the little reaction that I just mentioned to you. So, defending traditional marriage, in another section of his ruling, Scalia says, is not to condemn, demean, or humiliate those who would prefer other arrangements any more than to defend the Constitution of the United States is to condemn, demean, or humiliate other constitutions. So, this gets kicked back, and it'll be interesting to see where it all goes from now. So the court's decision, just to give you a little background on this, takes issue with Section 3 of DOMA, which defined marriage on a federal basis as only a legal union between one man and one woman as husband and wife, and the word spouse referring only to a person of the opposite sex who is a husband or wife. So DOMA rejects the long-established preconceptions of states themselves determining the definition of marriage. That's the bottom line. That's what Kennedy said. By formally declaring anyone opposed to same-sex marriage an enemy of human decency, the majority arms every challenger to a state law restricting marriage to its traditional definition. So there's going to be lots of challenges, I am certain of it, all over the land. So the same-sex marriage rulings are pretty tricky for the Republicans, you'd have to say. 2014 looms large, and besides 2014, what about 2016? So once that happened, what was the reaction? That was why I read you some of the reactions, so you could hear what the politicians had to say. A majority of Americans, 55%, according to a CNN poll, say that marriages between gays and lesbians should be recognized as valid. 44 are opposed. More than two-thirds of young people support same-sex marriage. That's what the Pew survey found. Do we have bigger fish to fry, and has this ship sailed? Has this ship sailed? So if, in other words, if you are a Republican and you're running for office, this is a losing battle, especially now because of what the Supreme Court has laid out. So do you think that this just, that's it? This is it. It's gone. Even though there's going to be challenges and whatnot, it's pretty much scrapped. And the Democrats are saying that Democrats in both chambers are going to introduce legislation this week to just get rid of the Defense of Marriage Act completely in its entirety. Forget pulling out sections of it. They're just going to try to scrap it. And they say the work for the Democrats anyway isn't done yet. But that's why it'll be tricky, I think, for the Republicans, because this is something that they're going to have to deal with, because they're going to have vote on it. Once it comes up, it's going to be another thing that's going to have to be tackled. So the court, because the court didn't even consider Section 2, which says that states don't have to recognize the same-sex marriages allowed by other states. So they're going to try, I'm sure, to repeal Section 2. That would be one of the, I would believe, that would be one of the pushes legally to have that happen. So there's still a lot that would have to be sorted out. However, this is definitely in the Republicans' court, because once that comes up, once it goes on the floor, trying to get rid of DOMA completely, then the Republicans will have to add a bigger voice to that by having votes on it once the votes are taken. And, boy, it's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting what has happened with this Supreme Court. It 5-4. And I assumed that this was probably what was going to happen. It kicks open the door for a lot of things to take place statewide, but I think it puts the Republicans on notice that they have to make a decision. Either they're going to go out on the limb, and they're, whether they want to or not, because the politics is about perception, is about getting elected, and they're going to have to just let it roll out and leave it there, because they've been nudged to the end now. They're on the plank, nudged all the way to the end, and even Republican strategists would acknowledge that. All right, to be sure, we're going to be talking about this a lot. The Supreme Court had a big week, affirmative action now, these two issues when it comes to gay marriage. What about Prop 8? We'll talk more about that and the repercussions of Prop 8 and DOMA. Also, we'll dive into what's happening in the trial of George Zimmerman, who's fighting to stay out of a life sentence for the murder of Trayvon Martin. Now we're getting some testimony already in this, and it's actually pretty interesting stuff. So we'll talk a little bit about that and mix up a few other odds and ends, too, along the way, because certainly there are a few other things that happened. Believe it or not everything happens in Washington. It sure seems like nothing happens in Washington. Then we're all enraged and we're talking about it, doesn't it? There's another strange deal that happened with the National Football League player. I think the people in New England were getting ready for this. But former New England Patriot, who's pretty good in a pretty good tight end, Aaron Hernandez, has been charged with first degree murder after police picked him up. He once, at one point, this shows you how do these guys get into these situations. He once got a $40 million contract from the Patriots. How do you blow a contract like that and end up in a situation where you've been accused of and now charged with murder? The body of Odin Lloyd was found in an industrial park less than a mile from Hernandez's home. They knew this was coming down the pike. They were all over him for this, so it was just a matter of time before they had the evidence and they were going to be able to get him. But he's 23 years old. 23 years old. What led to that? Lloyd's family, of course, hysterical over their own loss, waiting for this, and excited is the wrong word, but happy that he has been charged, because there were surveillance cameras. Surveillance cameras are what really nailed him. Doesn't this guy know that we're being watched, that cameras are everywhere? I'll finish up that story and clean up a few other things on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Bel Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural, healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Tonight, what a week for the Supreme Court, Voting Rights Act, Affirmative Action, DOMA, Prop 8. We'll rehash all of it for you. What was the biggest blunder that the Supreme Court, in your opinion, handed down as far as a decision this past week before they get out of town? Which was the biggest blunder, and where did they get it right? Or did they get anything right? Before we go deeper in that direction, I have to say a big shout out to WLEE 990 AM in Richmond, Virginia, because they picked up America tonight. Woohoo! Richmond, Virginia is a really cool place. I've spent some time in Richmond, Virginia. I've done one of those canal cruises. I just was there not too long ago, and they have an incredible farmer's market. You know, I know a lot of areas have farmer's markets. They have a really good farmer's market. I enjoyed that. It's a very neat town, but I would recommend the river cruise, the canal cruise, I'll call it Riverfront Cruise, to anybody who goes there. That's a lot of fun. It kind of reminded me in a way, a little bit, a different flair, but a little bit like what happens in San Antonio, Texas. And actually, for the first time ever, I took one of those Segway tours. You know, when you see the people that are standing up straight, and I just think of the guy who invented the Segway. Remember, he fell off a cliff in England, and I thought, well, if he can't control the Segway, I wonder if I'll be able to do it. And I actually did a Segway tour there, and it was a very cool place to do it. There's so much history there, and I think that's why I really liked it. They've got a great racetrack there where you can see some excellent harness racing. I grew up maybe a mile from a big farm, believe it or not, because this is over the bridge from Philly, where they got the got a lot of the horses ready to harness race. They sort of broke them in, for lack of a better way to describe it. So as a kid, I was so fascinated by that. I would go and stand at the fence and watch them go round and round. And just recently, last year when I was home, they're still doing it. Still going round and round, right in the middle of this big suburban area, too, now, because a lot of those farms went away. But anyway, hats off to 990 AM. We're very excited to have you on board with America Tonight. And I'm sure the people in Richmond, Virginia, have plenty of opinions on what's happened this week with the Supreme Court. And this was the final layer. We, you know, you knew that this would be the last thing that would come out. It just made sense from everything else that already had happened, the Voting Rights Act and affirmative action and whatnot, the challenges to that, the cases. So now the Supreme Court striking down a key part of the law that I was talking about there that denies to legally married same-sex couples the same benefits that are already given to people who are heterosexual spouses. So now same-sex spouses are entitled to bennies. And then Prop 8, California, that was their law. That appeal was dismissed, so that ruling means same-sex couples in California can legally marry. So if you look at states, and I went back and did a little digging on this to make sure I was right, because it's changed so much, but in 37 states, some same-sex couples, you know, it just depends on, they had variations of rights across the board. So in some states, they were already had already had the approval, in other words, to legally get married. But it was the window was getting bigger and bigger. The window was opening, in other words, a lot more. So now this changes, especially with the benefits part, because the benefits part, that was across the board, that was left out. So anybody who was a same-sex couple, they weren't entitled to any of those benefits. So 37 states that ban same-sex marriage, they'll be affected by the Supreme Court decisions on the Defense of Marriage Act and California's Prop 8 could affect them because, of course, still the state is still going to be in the lap of the states. So a victory for people in, like I said, on the left coast and for those that are in states where already they've got that right, so now they would be entitled to what the benefits are. Now, it actually is kind of convoluted. And because of now what's happened here, it's kind of gunked up the works in some ways, too, because there's still, in these challenges, there's still much more that has to be sorted out. And, you know, remember, these are about cases. So these are cases that go all the way up to the Supreme Court. Edith Windsor was the one who filed the original case that of upending the Defense of Marriage Act. And in her case, the death of her life partner, Thea Spire, led to the case. She said they were together 42 years, and Windsor's job was a programmer with IBM. Spire's work was as a psychologist. So once she died, she wasn't entitled to any of those, you know, there was that problem with the death benefits thing. And so she says that this is just an amazing, amazing, amazing thing for her with the Supreme Court ruling the way that they've ruled. But as I said, the emotions are off the charts on all ends of this. And now there's the fight, I think, to redefine marriage. So this went all the way up to the Supreme Court. There's lots of reactions to what the ruling was, but it's still not black and white. Sounds convoluted, doesn't it? That's how all court cases are. And it depends. California is pretty black and white. They're going to get benefits and they can get married. So that means this is what happens, because this has kind of been on again, off again in California or in other places in California like San Francisco and Los Angeles. So this means now the roadblocks are definitely pulled away there. And you can imagine California, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to run now to get married there. So this is just another step. Hey, speaking of steps, I got a text right before we got on the air here on America Tonight from a pal in Ecuador who's afraid to come on the air with us, but somebody that we've known now for years since we took the show to Guayaquil. And another part of Ecuador that's heavily been talked about is Quito. The capital is the place where Edward Snowden will get his asylum. And my buddy says that it's looking more and more like Snowden is going to get his way here, and that a lot of the people in Ecuador are really warming up to the idea. There's been a lot of conversation about it, and he says, in fact, that's all the conversation in Ecuador. You know, besides what might be happening locally, he said most of the focus is on Snowden, who is now 4 days in a Moscow airport with Russia saying that it's a transit area, that there's no reason why we have to kick him out because, hey, this isn't really Russia, which is a joke, and it shows how our lack of leadership now has led to the president, Vladimir Putin, just saying, eh, you know, whatever, I'm not worried about it, because he's sloughing it off, whereas if he was concerned about the relationship with the United States, then he would have to boot out Snowden, but he's not doing that. And it shows that Putin, especially with his remarks, even though he says the sooner he selects his final destination point, the better off will be, it just shows you he's not concerned because he's not rushing to help the United States. And Ecuador, with the conversations with the president of Ecuador feeling the way he does about America, it's inevitable that they're going to wrap their arms around him, and that's where he will ultimately end up there. And it's pretty obvious anyway, because Snowden, I've said this a couple of times now on the show for people who keep sending me emails about this, why do I think Ecuador? Well, I'm not the only one saying that. Of course, it's all over the place. But the reason for Ecuador is because of Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. Where did he get his protection? He got his protection from the Ecuadorians. That's why he is in an Ecuadorian embassy in London. But he can't leave. If only he was like James Bond and they could come down, swoop down, and grab him out of the embassy, then he could leave. But the second he steps foot off the property, boom, they're going to extradite him. They're going to pick him up, and they're going to extradite him to Sweden, where he faces charges of rape. So, and he knows he would get hammered in Sweden, so he doesn't want to do that. And the relationship with us in Ecuador is tense, to say the least. When I went to Ecuador, I just got out of there right before this newly elected president, Rafael Correa, who has no love lost for the United States. In fact, trashing the Western ways as often as he can. So it's pretty obvious if they're all weighing in there that what will ultimately happen is that's where he'll go. And because the Russians aren't going to boot him, he'll get the flight from Russia all the way to Ecuador. Because remember, he had the pit stop in between of Hong Kong. And now he's in Russia. So pretty interesting, isn't it? I would love to be a fly on the wall. If I could be, I can think of like four conversations I'd like to hear, and here's one of them. I would love to hear a conversation between, let's say, Chuck Hagel or Chuck Hagel, John Kerry. So you get the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, and Obama at one of those famous beer summits after they've had a few of the beer from the White House. I'd love to hear what they'd say about this situation when they know nobody's listening, except for that fly on the wall. Stay with us.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A great little item from News You Can Abuse. But before we go there, a couple of quick things, although this could almost be in that category as well. How about Anthony Weiner? You know who he is. Remember Congressman Weiner? He was on the fast track for the presidency for the Democrats. They were hailing him as brilliant, funny, attractive, had a fabulous wife, was set to be a father. And then he took pictures of, well, his package and working out in the congressional gym. And he was flirting with people on Facebook, and the rest is history. Andrew Breitbart, God rest his soul, was the guy who pushed and pushed and pushed till finally Weiner was exposed. There was that strange thing of when he tried to do the press conference, and of course he was denying it and was kind of dancing around it. And then flat out, as is typical, he had to say that he was, in fact, doing that. I guess I'll resign. Remember, there's a weird span where we had a couple of different people who fell from grace in Congress, and he certainly was the most high-profile one, though. So he officially launched his bid for New York City mayor, as we know, and he's mostly tried to avoid being, when he's heckled about the sexting and all that stuff, because that pushed him out of office. he figures ways around it when he can and says he wants to talk about the real issues and he would like to have some kind of a change and, you know, it's all about New York City and that kind of stuff. But what's really interesting about this is that now Anthony Weiner is starting to take the lead. He's starting to take the lead. So you have a Republican, Joe LaHoida, who's a former chairman of the MTA, which is their, you know, rail system, basically. They're the subways and whatnot. And he also was an aide to Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor. He sent a fundraising email to supporters on Wednesday calling for help, 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 to try to stop Weiner from getting the mayor's gig, trying to not get him into City Hall and saying, does he deserve a second chance? That it's the same old. First he lies to the public, the press, his family, then he makes up his own facts, and it's a pattern that's, you know, unacceptable. But what the latest poll shows is that he now leads a crowded field of Democrats who want to replace Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who only got himself into that position three times after he had people vote that somebody could be mayor three times. So according to the poll, 25% of registered Dems favor Weiner in the race. That's up 6 percentage points. So he's really starting to climb. Can you imagine if Anthony Weiner, I'm just saying, becomes the mayor of New York City? I mean, listen, I know we can be a forgiving nation, but this guy was a liar, though. He was the typical snake. He knew how to charm. He'd go on the morning shows, be on Morning Joe all the time, talking to Joe Scarborough, and I would hear him all over the place. And people fell in love with him in the Democratic Party, but, boy, they're just going to turn a blind eye, I guess, in New York City. And that wasn't that long ago when all of that happened. All right, I'm dying to get to this because the story is definitely ripped from the pages of News You Can Abuse. How does this happen? And I guess it happens much more than we think, and I really had no idea until I found out about the story. But there was a 69-year-old man, and a picture if you were in this situation. His name is Wolotsol Hanzeliski. He lived in the United States for 3 decades. He lived in New Jersey. He fell into a coma. So he's loving his Jersey, living there, making a living, having his family, falls into a coma, wakes up in, are you ready for this? Poland. Exactly. It is like the Twilight Zone. So what happened is, here we go. This is a problem. He's uninsured, right? He's an uninsured immigrant. So guess what happens? He's in a U.S. hospital. So they would have to keep paying for the treatment, which is why on all of our insurance bills, we pay an extra $1,000 for people who are in the country illegally, and then they get treated. So in this case, when you're in a coma, you know how those bills stack up. They deported them. That's what they did. So it was like he was being carted around in almost a coffin, which is crazy to think of that. But they put him on a chartered flight while he's unconscious. Of course, there's no consent here. He's shipped to a hospital in a country that he hasn't lived in for 30 years. 30 years! You know what it's called? There's a name for this. It's called the practice of medical repatriation, and it's becoming more and more common because of the problem of illegal immigrants who aren't insured, who then have horrible medical crisis that the hospital can't cover. Do you know that there are, in looking, I saw this story, I saw a little blip of it on some website, and then I shot a note to somebody I knew saying, is this, how deep does this go? There's like 800 cases of people that are deported from hospitals in 15 different states in the last 6 years. So you're kind of, I mean, you could, you know, think what you want. You're like a sack of potatoes, as someone described to me, or it's like you're in a coffin and they're moving you around. It's a crazy, crazy catch-22. because this is that problem that nobody ever talks about. This is the area of the federal government, the state, where everybody says, hey, we're not paying. We're not paying. If they're in your hospital, you take care of it. We're not paying any of those bills. We're not doing it. So while this whole Obamacare thing starts to unfold, and while we're having this huge debate about pathway to citizenship, people forget some of the problems that we've had in the United States. And this is a big one, because there's a massive debate over the not just the legality of doing this, but the morality. And some of these doctors have a really tough time. Remember, they're about patients. You're just a patient, patient A, B, C, D. I go in, bop, 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 bop. I don't want to know about the money part. I'm treating, treating, treating. And then this is the kind of stuff that happens. It's, you know, it's unregulated. So he had some rough times, apparently. He lost his apartment, his job. He had to relocate. He was in a shelter. And then the next thing you know, he's in a coma. So they moved him. And where was his original country? Poland. And he's got two daughters. He's got two daughters, apparently, who he's estranged from. But they are somewhere in that country. That is one good thing going for him. But what a strange position for the docs to be in, where they make these kind, where the hospital's making that kind of a decision, and they have, it's a business, right? Look what's happening. So they have to make a decision. How can they afford to keep people in comas that are in comas and long term when they have no insurance? And the answer is they can't. All right, since we're on the money trail here, here's another you can't make this stuff up news you can abuse. They're talking about severe storms. I always say this is the common denominator. You get on an elevator, what are people talking about besides Edward Snowden? People are talking about, if they're avoiding politics, they're talking about the weather always. The weather. Oh, it's so hot today. Oh, this rain is unbelievable. Did you know it's supposed to hail? I mean, I can give you like 50 different things people have said to me on elevators or planes or whatever. And you know, all of you, I don't care where you're living across this great nation in those nooks and crannies, you've had that conversation. You've had that conversation. So they're talking about cities that are at risk for winds and hail and flash flooding and tornadoes. New York City, Boston, Philly, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, a lot of East Coast cities, Chicago, Nashville, Indy in the Midwest too, St. Louis, and they're saying that there's a severe threat all the way through the next couple of days, and they're talking about how much this is going to cost. So how much is it going to cost? They're talking about millions of dollars. I love how we put the cost in front of the storm now. Ooh, geez, how much do you think that's going to cost? Are we going to have FEMA involved in this? 100 million people are being threatened by flash floods, large hail, and damaging winds. If you're in one of those cities I mentioned, including Green Bay, batten the hatches.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.